الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعزنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. صدق الله العظيم. Through the tawfiq and guidance of Allah that we read our Isha Salatu Jama'ah, and Allah gave us tawfiq to sit little while in the house of Allah, is not our intelligence, is not our capabilities, it is the guidance and tawfiq from Allah that we get an opportunity to do some good actions. I am also insan and ordinary student. May Allah guide me to say the correct words at the correct time. That will be a means of our guidance and guidance to all those that listen to this program. And Allah Ta'ala must make it a means of us going to Jannah, paradise. Few weeks we are discussing Surah Yasin. And today I have recited verses from ayah verse number 13 till 18. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about a certain town and village where Allah ta'ala sent his messengers to invite the people towards the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, towards the ibadat of Allah, and remind them that life after death is true, the day of Qiyamah is true, good actions will take people to Jannah, and sins and disobedience will take people towards Jahannam. Now where this town is, I've got Maarif al-Quran, the English in front of me. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah, grant him the highest rank in Jannah. A very detailed explanation about the town and the various views of the famous, pious, Allah-fearing ulama. Some ulama say this town is in Syria, and it was a coastal town known as Antakya. And a famous Sahabi بعدين سيدنا أبو عبيدة بن جرار رضي الله عنه he conquered this place with this. مولانا أشرف علي ثانوي رحمة الله عليه in the بيان القرآن is also quoted in معرف القرآن page 373 the English one which I have. So مولانا أشرف علي ثانوي رحمة الله عليه says that if it's in the Quran that no specific name of a town is mentioned, then abhimu ma abhamahu Allah. Leave ambiguous that which Allah has left ambiguous and requires nothing but this. So something that is not very clear in the Quran, but is a true incident. So which specific town this incident happened? Say Allah Ta'ala knows best, but the incident did happen. Now when the messengers came to the town, فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا Allah sent two messengers to this town to remind them the purpose of the life in this world. As humans, we have our famous, our basic needs, roti, kapra, makan, food, clothing, shelter. We need to make nikah, etc., have children, earn our halal rozi. But everything we do it according to the commands of Allah, that action becomes an ibadah. We eat according to the sunnah way. We eat, we dress according to the sunnah way. We do our business the correct way and the proper way. Everything becomes the ibadah. Our intention must be correct. But these people of the town, they were very arrogant and rude. They rejected the message of the Anbiya Kiram. And they not only rejected it, they even threatened to harm them. And what was the reason of them rejecting the message? Allah says when they did not listen to two of them, that Allah sent a third messenger. Three messengers giving dawah to the people, reminding them. And they say, قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِسْلُنَا We see you to be a human just like us. We don't see any difference in you. And they rejected. Today also is very, very important. The last and final Nabi of Allah is our beloved Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one Nabi is going to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba's companions, they travel out of Makkah and Medina and Islam spread to the four corners of the world. Then the Tabi'een that seen the Sahaba, they carried on. The Tab'i Tabi'een. And Allah chose the great Imams of Fiqh, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. Allah chose the group of Muhaddiseen, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmizi, Imam Abu Dawud, etc. In the Darul of respected ulama, teach these hadith and fiqh kitabs. May Allah protect our ulama, give them good health and afiyat. Now we must be humble. We are plus minus 1,443 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at various public platforms, one is the Friday Jumma time. Our respected ulama ikram on a variety of topics give us advices. We should listen. Similarly, during the course of the week, the Imam of the Masjid having a Quran tafsir lesson, or any guest speakers come after any Faraz Salah, we must be humble and have sincere love and respect for them. In the Akhirat, we'll be with those with whom we had love in this world. Al-Mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he had love in this world. Now these messengers that came to this town and the people rejected them. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah also got a big explanation. Who were these messengers? Some Mufassirin of the Quran say that they were not Nabis, but they were the students and murid and disciples of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. When Nabi Isa alayhi salam left the world, those sincere Muslims of that time, they carried on the message. And Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned the name of these messengers are Hazrat Sadiq alayhi salam, Hazrat Saduq alayhi salam, the truthful person. The messenger will never speak a lie. If he's calling towards Allah, he'll always have good character, good akhlaq, and speak the truth. And the third person was Hazrat Shalum alayhi salam, is all mentioned in Ma'ariful Quran. Now, when these people were arrogant and did not listen, the messenger told them, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. It's our responsibility to just give you the message. But to accept the message or to reject it, you have got the choice. But you make the wrong choice now, you'll be in Jahannam forever if you don't have Iman. May Allah protect our iman. And some things are understood by its opposite. For example, the darkness of the night we see, we understand the brightness of the day. When we see rainy weather, and the other days when it's not raining, we understand what rain is. Similarly, in Islam, we have Iman and Kufr. Iman is we believe in Allah, believe in all the messengers that came that are mentioned in the Quran. We believe on the day of Qiyamah, the life after death. And لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِمْ إِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Besides this incident mentioned in Surah Yasin, in various paras of the Quran, the incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun is mentioned. The incident of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, where his people rejected him, Allah sent floods. Similarly, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah tested him with a sickness. It's a long incident. Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, it's a long incident about him. He was swallowed by the whale. It was the darkness of the night, darkness of the ocean, and darkness of the stomach of the whale. And recited, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Allah made that whale spew Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, and Allah assisted him. Today also we need constant reminders about the greatness of Allah, about those actions that will make Allah happy, those actions that will make our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam happy. And another bad remark they made about these messengers, قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَزَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. In their pride and arrogance, they're telling these messengers, y'all are bringing bad luck to our town. You are bringing some ill omen to our community. And we know our Rasulullah SAW also is the first 10, 11 years of Makkah, what sacrifice Rasulullah, some of the Sahabas went through. But they went through all this because they know the life after that Jannah is everlasting. The little difficulty is temporary. Bilal alayhi salam, Baytullah in the hot sands. And when the enemies of Islam used to force him to leave Islam, say, Ahad, I believe in one Allah. Today also, the arrogant non-Muslims, they want to destroy Islam and the Muslims. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. The non-Muslims extinguish the light of Islam, but Allah will make it shine. And Allah protect our masjid, our madrasas, our ulama-i haq. And I'm not a mufti. People ask me questions. I said, please contact other ulama. Most of the darulums, the email addresses, the telephone numbers, the cell numbers are available on the website. And best is we do not be proud and start explaining certain verses of the Quran or make discussing halal and haram without consulting our ulama. For example, music is haram, mentioned in the Quran, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also spoke about it. There's no difference of opinion about music. Similarly, muta'a, temporary marriage, is completely haram. That is open prostitution. Interest-bearing transactions, may Allah protect us, grant us plenty of halal barakat wali rozi, and may Allah give us tawfiq to sit in the company of our ulama and contact our ulama if we have any doubt on anything, because everlasting jannat or jahannam is at stake. May Allah give me tawfiq of practicing, and everybody that is listening, give us tawfiq of practicing. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.